This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church, with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we finish our series on pure gospel. And I hope this series has caused you to reflect and think and maybe bring you to a new appreciation for the privilege every one of us have, you know, to hold a precious Bible in our hands, this precious message that has been committed to us. It's a bloodstained message, not just with the blood of Christ, but with the multitude of martyrs down through the ages who have fought and bled and suffered and died to ensure that the gospel in its purity would be handed to us. We owe them a great debt we can never repay, and I thank God for their lives in Jesus' name. And so, anyway, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible talks in Psalm 2 about kissing the Son, lest he be angry. And I would simply say this, the nations and leaders that seek to ignore, deny, or defy the Lordship of Jesus Christ will be judged. He is the supreme ruler, King of kings, Lord of lords. He is in control. He is seated on the throne of eternity. And he is returning to judge and make war. And that's a sobering thing to consider. And Acts 10:36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Never forget that. That's why our preaching must be Christ-centered. Acts chapter 8 and verse 3, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house, dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere, preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and what did he do? He preached Christ to them. What does the evangelist do? The evangelist preaches Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. You know, what a blessing for us to serve the Lord. Verse 35, then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. An evangelist has one message, and that is Jesus Christ, him crucified. Hallelujah. And so in the midst of great persecution, we see great revival because the Bible says that he preached Christ to them and the multitudes of one accord, verse 6, heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed and many who were paralyzed and they were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Wow. Hallelujah. What a blessing. In the midst of great persecution, great revival. But the focus wasn't on the miracles or the deliverances. It was on Jesus Christ. What did Philip do? He preached Christ. Hebrews chapter 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Is the focus of the message or ministry on Christ and the cross? Or is it on getting a personal prophecy or goosebumps or deliverance or healing? Not that we can't have a message on healing, deliverance or prophecy, but Christ must always be at the center or we will inevitably lose our way. John 14, 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So again, in a message or a ministry, is God or man lifted up? I thank God that money, power, or influence wasn't the focus of the early church. Rather, it was the faithful proclamation of eternal truth and the lifting up of Christ as Savior and Lord. John 12:32, now if I'm lifted up from this earth, will draw all peoples to myself. So what is the pure gospel? It's a message void of agendas or additions, a message that is delivered in a manner that points to Christ alone. Ephesians 2:20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You know, we planted our church, All Nations Church, here in Dublin back in 2007 and wrote on the mission statement that it would be a Christ-centered church with a Christ-centered message. And I pray we have stayed true to that goal. 1 Timothy 1:17, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ is at the center because he must get the glory. John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. John 3:27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. Those who walk in pride or arrogance or self-promotion are taking the glory that belongs to Christ alone. Revelation 7:9, after these things I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Truly, salvation belongs to our God and he is still mighty to save. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is among you. He is mighty to save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Have we given God the glory that belongs to him alone? What is the essence of man-made religion? It is a salvation based on works, not on faith in Christ. A pure gospel is a Christ-centered gospel. Our message is simple. It is sola fide, or faith alone. Faith in Christ. Faith in his cleansing blood. For by grace you've been saved through faith. This not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, as anyone should boast. Faith in his word. Faith in his name. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And so, if our faith is to be in him alone, and the glory belongs to him alone, Jesus must be at the center of it all. Our focus must be on Christ, not on church growth or the empty praise of man. Because when church growth rather than God's glory is our aim, invariably we go wrong. A pure gospel is a Bible-based, Christ-centered gospel. And lastly, heaven-focused. Heaven is our home. Jesus Christ is our Lord. You know, it's important for us to grasp what the Lord is saying here in John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Chapter 17, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And so Jesus Christ is the true God. And we must understand this, that Jesus Christ is the true God. And again, verse 14 of chapter 17, I've given them your word and the world has hated them because they're not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Jesus Christ is the true God. Do you know him? Do you serve him? Because he is not of this world and neither are you. Heaven is our home and this must be our focus. Don't let Satan distract or discourage you. We are a people with heaven in our hearts. We are a people who serve the Lord and his eternal purposes. We are a people who have one eye on eternity, and this is how we must live our lives. 1 Corinthians 6:20 in the Amplified, you were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. Our life is not our own, and this world is not our home. We are citizens of heaven. Philippians 3:20, for our citizenship is in heaven. We're just passing through this life, so make it count. Hebrews 11:3, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. It's a universal human desire to have a place that we call home. And so we work hard and push and plan and sacrifice in order to see our dreams fulfilled. But in spite of how much success, wealth or happiness you may find in this life, you will always have a degree of disillusionment, a sense that something is still lacking, because this world is not your home. Billy Graham said, the Bible says that as long as we are here on earth, we are strangers in a foreign land. There are enemies to be conquered before we return home. This world is not our home. Our citizenship is in heaven. You see, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. This is why Jesus said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. Are you ready for heaven? A pure gospel will prepare you not just for this life, but for the next one. It will teach you to focus on both time and eternity, because the things of this world cannot and never were meant to satisfy you. You have an itch that the world cannot scratch, an emptiness of soul that no amount of followers, influence, fame, wealth, or sex can fill. A pure gospel will make you long for heaven and home. Again, Billy Graham. The most thrilling thing about heaven is that Jesus Christ will be there. I will see him face to face. Jesus Christ will meet us at the end of life's journey. The moment we take our last breath on earth, we take our first in heaven. Because the only way to heaven is through the cross. There is no other way. Colossians 1:19, for it pleased the Father that in him all fullness should dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. Hallelujah. So again, a gospel is not Bible-based, Christ-centered, or heaven-focused if the cross is not at the center. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. A pure gospel speaks of sacrifice and service, not just blessing and breakthroughs. Billy Graham, The gospel shows people their wounds and bestows on them love. It shows them their bondage and supplies the hammer to knock away their chains. It shows them their nakedness and provides them the garments of purity. It shows them their poverty and pours into their lives the wealth of heaven. It shows them their sins and points them to the Savior. Have you seen the Savior? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? It's so important, amen, that we surrender our lives to Him. And I just pray that through this series, your eyes have been opened to heaven and home. Isaiah 33:17, your eyes will see the King and His beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. I believe as the return of Christ, our Savior draws nigh. Heaven is going to become very close. And so as we finish, I would like to just pray with you to receive Christ as your Savior. Just pray this simple prayer with me right now. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life. And that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church. Thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home. God bless you. Shalom.